The first reading is a reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined, without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Blessed the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commands. His posterity shall be mighty upon the earth. The upright generation shall be blessed. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Well for the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. He shall never be moved. The just one shall be in everlasting remembrance. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. An evil report he shall not fear. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steadfast. He shall not fear till he looks down upon his foes. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Lavishly he gives to the poor. His generosity shall endure forever. His horn shall be exalted in glory. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, but whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we celebrate the Feast of St. Lawrence. And Lawrence, if you go to Rome, is everywhere. And of course, when Sixtus, the Pope, was martyred a couple days before, as they was taking him away, Lawrence says, "Where are you going without your deacon?" And then a couple days later, he followed. But the emperor said to Lawrence, "Listen, I want all the treasures of Rome, all the treasures of the church you bring before me." And so he gave all the treasures of the church to the poor, and he brought the poor in front of him. That's why today the first reading talks about taking care of the poor. And then he gave up his life. And so too must we be that seed that falls into the ground and dies. The whole point of our life must be dying for others. And always when we do that, God raises us up. And if we give our life away every day, doing at least one act of selflessness every day, then when the time comes when we finally take our last breath on this earth, it's just another day of dying. We've died every single day, giving our life and love for others. And then the last day, it's just another thing. God always proves himself to be faithful. So today, let's ask St. Lawrence to pray for us, that as he did, we also may do every day. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.